From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Welcome into ABQ Connect. I'm Steve Ryman. I was going to say, love having friends in studio. And, you know, it turns out pretty much every day that's the case. In studio with us, Sonia Leah Cleveland, along with Chris Cleveland, to talk about updates at the ministry under his construction. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Amazing. Yeah.
Pull that mic up.
Yep.
Chris, I know you're not planning on being on the air a whole bunch, but we gotta have you ready.
All right.
Hey, before we jump into an update with under his construction, a little bit of house cleaning. You've heard on the air details about the Christmas Critter campaign with Gospel for Asia. If you're not familiar with this, let me tell you, last year, 163,000 families in Asia, and there's a lot of them in Asia, 163,000 families there received life-changing Christmas gifts from people just like you. The gifts that are available this year, you'll find in GFA's Christmas gift catalog. We'll let you know where to find that here in just a moment. But what the gifts do is they help a poor family break the cycle of poverty and then also serve as a tangible expression of Jesus's love for them. If you're interested in finding out more, go to klyt.fm. You'll see the Christmas Critter campaign banner right there at the top of the page. And if you click that, you'll find that Christmas gift catalog and see various items like you could get a water buffalo for a family or some goats, both providing milk, the buffalo even acting as a tractor that could pull a plow and help a family, meet their needs, their sustenance, and then actually become a business for them. Winter clothing is available to buy for these families. This one I really think is cool. We live in New Mexico, and actually Albuquerque City Water, some of the best I've had around the country. But other places in the world, it's not that easy to get clean water. You can get a Biosand water filter for a family, or a Jesus well that'll provide clean water for an entire village, and so much more, including building a church. If you want to build a church for a community, go to klyt.fm, click on the Christmas Critter campaign banner, and start your shopping. All right. Is it too early, Cleveland's, to go shopping?
No. Oh, no. it's that time of the season.
And I'm going to guess under his construction, you guys are probably having folks reach out to you to bless the people in the programs there. How would someone reach out to under his construction to assist with the needs, regardless of what they are?
So we have a website, underhisconstruction.org, is one way to reach us. We also have our phone number is 505-717-2050.
Okay. Now, Sonia, for those not familiar with Under His Construction, can you give them kind of a brief overview of what the ministry does regularly?
Yes, of course. We provide housing, education, and career development to underserved people coming out of prison, jail, homelessness, addiction. We teach the Bible. They read the Bible throughout the year. It's a minimum of 1 year. And they learn about Christ. They learn the character of who God is and who they are in Christ, most importantly.
Now, if someone were to know someone that was in need of assistance like that, would you encourage them to talk to the person to contact you, or would it be better for the person aware of someone to reach out to Under His Construction?
Sure, they could call us. I will send them back to the website to fill out a screening form, kind of giving us an idea of who is signing up, and then we go from there.
All right, and again, that is underhisconstruction.org. And if you go to the website, you'll find all kinds of great resources and information about the ministry. One of the things we want to make sure we spend some time talking about today, though, as we head into the holiday season. You have a really awesome event coming up.
Yes, a live nativity. It's somewhat like the one in the South Valley years ago off of, what was it, Blake Road or deep in the South Valley.
Yeah.
But ours is called Journey to Jesus. We just received all of the costumes that that prior church was using at the time. It's a walk through about an acre of property, and it's a live nativity for Christmas. It's Friday and Saturday only, December 16th and 17th, and tickets are only $10.
And are you auditioning for parts?
We have already. Everybody that is an actor in the play is from Under His Construction, so they're getting all of this. These
are clients in the program.
Yes, right. They're all residents. Yes, they're getting all of that.
Yep. How fun. I was going to ask what you had Chris dressed up as.
Well, I oftentimes play Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. At the end, there's an experience with Santa Claus. But this year, I think Santa Claus has been canceled there at this event.
You're kind of a bigger, burly guy. You could have been the innkeeper.
Yeah. Maybe you know?
You're a gentle giant, though. I know you're a sweet guy at heart.
At heart.
A hard time at doing that whole acting like the no room here.
Yeah, that's not me. That's not
actually, it's actually not, because look what you guys do. You open your resources to the people that you're reaching out to and the residents. Right. And it would be a hard part for you to play, wouldn't it, Chris?
It's a hard part.
I was just giving you a hard time.
It's really an amazing time. We do this a couple of times a year. We have some kind of an event where the men and women of Under His Construction are required to practice for a play or an event that we're doing, and usually they show very little
excitement
in going into it, but the day of they get very excited, and it's something new for them. It's a great experience for the participants.
Is there a lot of practicing for the event?
A little bit, yeah.
Yes, there's some lines they have to memorize, some songs to sing.
Well, that's why they get excited, because they've practiced, and practice makes permanent, and they've got it down. They're ready. Yeah. They want to show their wares.
Right. Yes,
and their family members and friends are coming through the event and walking through, and so it's fun for everybody.
Well, let me say this, and we're not going to mention the ticket price, but there is a ticket price, and let me say this, it's affordable, and when you see it, it is... it's like for what you get, for one, is a bargain. And two, I'm sure the proceeds are going to something good. Sonia, what's going on?
Well, there is a budget to putting on this. We need lighting for the facility. And we also we serve the public while they're in line. We had about 250 people last year attend, and there's a long line. So we have hot chocolate and pasol and a great vendor that comes out, and we pay them in advance so that it's free for the public.
Now, I only put red chili in pasol. Is that right?
Yeah,
yes.
I think it's a Christmas kind of thing. I think a little green is okay.
Actually, most of the time, most meals, unless it's carne, I usually go red on that. But Christmas on almost everything else.
Yeah.
Here's what I haven't figured out yet. Well, no, I kind of have figured it out. You know, you go to a restaurant and you say, I want Christmas, but it's okay to mix them. And then it comes out, half the dish is red and half the dish is green.
Right.
It's like, no, I wanted it. I actually wanted it all over.
All over.
So here, you know what the trick is, right?
No.
You order your chili on the side.
Oh, okay.
See? Mm-hmm. All right. Do you like them mixed, or do you have to have them separate?
He's a Christmas kind of guy. I'm more of an Asian lover.
Yeah. So. Well, we were having that conversation actually before.
You guys are making me hungry again.
I know. I know. Well, you know, whether it's the Asian or the New Mexican food, you know, we could all eat now and we'll be hungry in an hour or so.
Certainly, right.
Yeah. So if you just tuned in, listen, it's not a culinary show. We're talking with Under His Construction. Sonia Leah Cleveland is in studio along with Chris Cleveland. And this couple has been reaching out to hurting people in New Mexico for several years. And we would encourage you to go to underhisconstruction.org and find out about more about the ministry and more about what they have going on and the residents there. And maybe it's something you might be in need of. But regardless of whether it's that or you're already familiar with the ministry and you think, oh, you know what? It's been a while. I need to go online and support what they're doing there. You can do that through the website. It's real easy. You just go to underhisconstruction.org at the top of the page, support us, and there you go. I'm doing it as we speak. I'm clicking and checking it out. And actually, one of the other things we talked about, for those familiar, some others may have seen Under His Construction off San Mateo years ago, just south of Central, but I didn't know this, but the offices have moved.
Right. Yeah. We are now at 4700 Central in between Madison and Monroe, right next to Antiques and Things, and it's a 2,500 square foot building. So we have all kinds of thrift and furniture and coffee and haircuts and all kinds of stuff going on there.
Well, now, and I hope this is still relevant because I'm on the website and it says, have you heard about the Good News Restore?
That's it.
Yes.
Okay. That's the thrift antique. Is it thrift or antique or both?
It's actually now the Good News Store. We didn't know there was a copyright on Restore, so we had to change
store.
That too.
Okay. Yes. The good news the Good News, of course, being the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Good News is Jesus Christ. However, you go into the store, you'll find some goodbyes.
That's right.
And the proceeds from
wrap
that.
Wrap around Good News.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, and the Restore that we used was not really the Restore of the product, but the restoration of Jesus Christ that takes place through our one-year discipleship program.
Right.
So, but we don't use that anymore.
Yeah. What's the best, what's the best buy, the best, you know what came into the store?
We just got that, record player thing. What was
it
called?
There's a
Victrola.
Yes,
from 1919.
Okay, yes.
I nailed it, didn't I? Yes,
you did. It works, and I have two records.
Yeah,
yeah.
You putting Keith Green on there, man?
No, there's no
Foxtrot.
Yeah, yeah. So we get all kinds of stuff.
And I think most of our listeners know what we're talking about.
Sure.
But if you've ever seen the RCA logo with the dog and the record player with the big horn,
that's it.
There you go. All right. Is it still there?
Yes. It's still there.
Oh,
still there.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well.
At least it was when we left.
Yes.
Yeah, you're talking to a vinyl, radio guy.
Yeah, right.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to visit a little more with Sonia Leah Cleveland and Chris Cleveland, both with Under His Construction, and how you can be of assistance and how you can enjoy Journey to Jesus, the live nativity.
Yes.
We're going to revisit that after the break on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
I'm Steve Ryman. So glad you tuned in for ABQ Connect and all kinds of activities happening. By the way, when we mention the free events that we regularly share with you on the air, remember, if your group organization has a free event that you would like us to let others know about, send all the details to studio@klyt.fm and then listen for it on the air. Another event that's coming up, it's actually it's a free event, but what we're trying to do is recruit people to reach out to the community. It's the Thanksgiving pickup party. Calvary Church Albuquerque is going to be doing that, giving thanks, giving back. I don't know if you're aware of this, but one in four children in New Mexico, they don't know where their next meal is going to come from, and thousands of food insecure children in our community, they may not even have a Thanksgiving meal at all. And there's several families that are going to have donated to them a complete meal. And along with that, the event that's happening this Sunday at Calvary from 2 to 4, the Thanksgiving pickup party, is in need of these specialist, because when the families come out to get their meal, we also want to provide for them health care. Now, if you're a dentist, maybe a hygienist, a medical professional, an EMT, a nurse, a doctor, and you can assist, your assistance is cherished. You know, you can be a part of this Thanksgiving pickup party. They'll also be doing haircuts. And part of the reason for the haircuts is they're providing an opportunity for these families. You know, if they can't put food on the table, they're going to have a hard time going out to get a haircut or get a family portrait. And they're providing for that as well, all during the Thanksgiving pickup party. So if you want to donate to the event financially, or you want to volunteer to be a part of it, go to calvarynm.church. At the top of the page, you'll see Thanksgiving Food Drive. Click on that banner. There's actually a place to click to volunteer and a place to click to donate. It's all at calvarynm.church for the Thanksgiving pickup party this Sunday from 2 to 4 at Calvary Church on Osuna, west of Jefferson. Okay, in studio with us is under his construction, Chris Cleveland and his wife Sonia Leah Cleveland, both here and both excited about the journey to Jesus. It's a live nativity. I haven't seen one of those in years, Sonia.
Yes.
Whose brainchild was this?
Well, 2 years ago, the Lord told me specifically in His Word to do this, and it was 9 days prior to the day.
Yeah.
And I said, "No, there's no way." And He pushed, and so I said, okay, I will do it. And since then, it has been amazing, and everybody that comes out enjoys it, and it's a fun family.
You're three now?
This will be three. Yes.
Okay. All right. Is the hot chocolate getting, you know, fancier? Are you getting new recipes? Or
hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah. What's your favorite part of the event, Chris?
So I just love the whole event, but 2 years ago, I think it was our first year, we do have some live animals as well.
Uh-huh.
And so we had some sheep, and of course we had three of our guys from under his construction, our participants that were dressed up as
shepherds.
Uh-huh.
And the sheep got out.
Okay.
And so here goes...
In the middle of the show.
Here goes the three guys running out into a field with their capes flowing in the wind, and their... it was just hilarious, and it was in the middle of COVID, and so the state police had come out to find out why we had so many cars there, and so we end up walking the state police through at the same time, and she loved it.
Yeah,
and so we were doing our angel tree event at the same time. That's why I was
good.
Doing Santa Claus.
Yeah, yeah.
So we do that every year as well.
Yeah,
I know you guys do the shoebox.
Yeah, we're actually be talking to them in our next segment. But angel tree, we're very familiar with. That's gifts for children of the incarcerated. Is that
right?
That's right.
Yeah. That's right. And I've been part of that. I was part of that because I was incarcerated, and my son was delivered a basketball on my behalf, and it started our relationship almost 16, 17 years ago. And
I'm glad your family was blessed by that.
Yeah. So since then, I've been kind of a big participant with Prison Fellowship.
Uh-huh.
To provide that with New Beginnings Church.
Yeah, and for those unfamiliar with Prison Fellowship, started by Chuck Colson, I believe.
Chuck Colson, that's right.
Became infamous, actually.
That's right.
Back in the 70s, but found Jesus and
what a ministry. Even more infamous, right?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Right? And then I talk about it, and I was telling this lady that I met yesterday, the way the angel tree started was there was a lady, her name was Mary Kay Beard. And she says, and she has a video now that she's in her 70s, and she says, "I was a shotgun wielding Bonnie and Clyde," right? And so she went to prison, and while she was in prison, the girls were crafting to give gifts to their children. So that's how Angel Tree started with Prison Fellowship over 30 years ago.
And now, is that part of this still?
It was. We broke it off this year.
Okay.
And so our party...
There's plenty going on.
Plenty going on.
Yeah. The live animals. Now, does under his construction, do any of the residents, do they garden or anything like, because I was thinking you got
to. We do have a boarding, so they do learn to deal with animals. We have alpacas and pigs and a goat and some dogs. We board animals, all types of animals, not just dogs. And so they learn how to deal with the customers, how to deal with the animals, how to upkeep the animals.
All right. So they're learning all kinds of different trades.
That's right.
Yeah. Is there any kind of newer things happening there as far as the education and in way of trade?
There is some things that we're working towards. One, we just opened a little coffee cafe.
Uh-huh.
Just opened a little coffee cafe at our location there at 4700 Central, and we're just giving samples of coffee away to kind of spark an interest and see if we're going to go into a coffee business.
Okay.
But then we've also opened a small barbershop inside there.
Oh.
Like I said, it's 25,000 square feet, and we're we'll do this.
Yeah.
And so we're doing some barber stuff there.
This is at the new location on Central.
That's right.
And you said it was Central near Monroe?
Yes.
Monroe and Madison.
Okay.
So then we're also working towards some more behavioral health type. We're collaborating to have not just the biblical side of instruction.
Yeah.
That's where I've come from, and Sonia as well. But in today's world, there's some really horrific things happen to people. And so we're incorporating some therapy type counseling, mm-hmm. Behavioral health counseling. And so we're working into that industry. And so by beginning of 2023, we will open up and have a little bit more of the behavioral health component into our organization.
And we were talking a little bit off the air, you know, with the fentanyl epidemic in our state, in our nation, you're right in the midst of assisting people that have been victims of what's happening with that.
It's horrific to be there, right there on the Route 66.
Yeah.
And there was a guy smoking fentanyl on my porch under a blanket the other day, and I had to ask him to leave or put the pipe down and come in. And we take people actually right off of the street,
yeah,
right into a Bible study or right into the program, and they go right from off, right on the street to having housing within just a decision.
Well, so much appreciate what both of you and your staff are doing. If you're in the background, the leaf blower guy outside is trying to check out the show. I did want to mention, and Sonia, you may be, no. Sonia, for years, has been an IFOC chaplain. And this year, you started on staff with the Albuquerque Police Department as a chaplain.
Yes. Well, I'm not on staff, but I am a volunteer.
Okay. You're okay.
all chaplains volunteer, are volunteers.
Volunteer, yes. Staff. Can we say that?
Volunteer staff.
Yes. I've always wanted to become an APD chaplain, yeah. And they rejected my application a few times, and well, every year I resubmit.
You're in uniform today on call. We appreciate you coming in and spending the time. And before we go, I do want to make sure people know about the live nativity. That's a big part of the reason we had you on today, but we wanted to update people on the ministry and how they can support it. Journey to Jesus. It's the live nativity. It's going to be located at Albuquerque's newest outdoor venue. And where's that venue going to be? It's on 2nd Street?
Yes, 9515 2nd Street Southwest. You can learn more information on our website. We also have a Facebook page under His Construction that will give you more information. But it is located at Albuquerque's newest outdoor venue called The Secret Sanctuary.
Okay, actually our listeners, some of our listeners may be familiar with that because we mentioned the movie you did down there, a couple this months summer? Ago? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the dates for the Journey to Jesus Live Nativity, by the way, are December 16th and 17th. That's a Friday and Saturday night. And Sonia assures me this is a great time for the whole family.
Yes.
That's right.
And just to kind of let you know where this is. Now, this isn't the Live Nativity isn't. Are you going to do one near Monroe and Central, or is it just
no.
Okay? Because we were talking about that area of town,
right.
I want to let you know what part of town this is in. If you're headed down I-25 and after I-25 starts going east-west before it starts heading south again. And as it weaves its way through Isleta Pueblo, it's just north of I-25 there.
Right.
And you know, if you look off...
All the way at the end of 2nd Street.
Yeah. Yes. It's
South 2nd.
It's out in the country.
Yeah.
You could see the Isleta Casino sign from the property.
Yeah. But, I'm going to tell you, that part of town always reminds me more of the area I went to high school, kind of a farming community, out in the sticks a little bit. And the whole family is going to have a whole lot of fun out there. Again, the details are on the website at underhisconstruction.org. Sonia Leah Cleveland, Chris Cleveland with Under His Construction. Thanks again for coming in. Will you guys come back?
Yes, we'd love to, Steve. Thank you so much.
Okay. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Was I the first?
Happy Thanksgiving. Yes, you are the first.
Happy holidays.
All right.
Happy holidays.